My guest today on Great Lives is the journalist Grace Dent. Grace, tell us whom you've chosen and why.
I chose the author Nancy Mitford. I chose her because as a character, she's fascinating. And, you know, whenever I think of her, she presents to me a way of being as a woman that I empathise with and I don't necessarily see every day in everyday celebrities. She's a tremendous wit and a tremendous tease and tremendously wicked.
But you couldn't possibly come from a more different place than her.
What are you insinuating? Well, no, but I mean, I think that was what kind of put me off her books for so long,
yeah.
Was that I thought that it was going to be this kind of whimsical snobbery that I would hate. And what I actually found was this massive command of language and wickedness and attention to detail and also this wonderful, glamorous woman that, you know, I'm sort of obsessed with.
Grace Dent is a TV critic, newspaper columnist, author, broadcaster and a feared presence on Twitter. Have you written an entire treatise on how to leave Twitter? Just the kind of thing that Nancy Mitford would have done.
Well, I think this is why I love her so much, because she set out to tease people. You know, it's almost like a joy in annoying. And, you know, when I do things like write a book about Twitter and tell people exactly what they should do, it's very tongue-in-cheek and it's very Nancy, hopefully.
We're joined too by Lisa Hilton, the author of The Horror of Love, Nancy Mitford and Gaston Paulewski in Paris and London. Let's bring Nancy Mitford herself into the discussion. Here she is being interviewed in 1970.
What is your public image, do you think?
Well, that of a tremendous snob.
Does this grieve you?
Not the least bit. I don't care.
Have you cultivated this?
No, I haven't cultivated it.
Why do you think it is that people imagine you're such a snob?
Well, I suppose in some way I've given them reason to think so.
How do you react to that, Lisa?
I think Nancy, as ever, is being tremendously amused at our expense. The famous essay she wrote, You and Non-You, which still has her accused even today of being the most horrendous snob, was, of course, the most tremendous joke. She said herself that she had to go back and take all the notepaper and mantelpieces out of her novels once it was published, and she and her friend Evelyn Waugh referred to it collectively as the Book of Shame. So I think that was highly typical of Nancy's humour.
I love that clip because she's so unapologetic, and this is why I love, you know, she's part glamorous, you know, society vixen, and she's kind of part of pantomime villain.
Segment 1. My guest today on Great Lives is the journalist Grace Dent. Grace, tell us whom you've chosen and why.
I chose the author Nancy Mitford. I chose her because as a character, she's fascinating, and, you know, whenever I think of her, she presents to me a way of being as a woman that I empathise with and I don't necessarily see every day in everyday celebrities. She's a tremendous wit and a tremendous tease and tremendously wicked.
But you couldn't possibly come from a more different place than her.
What are you insinuating?
Segment 2.
Well, no, but I mean, I think that was what kind of put me off her books for so long,
yeah.
Was that I thought that it was going to be this kind of whimsical snobbery that I would hate. And what I actually found was this massive command of language and wickedness and attention to detail and also this wonderful, glamorous woman that, you know, I'm sort of obsessed with.
Grace Dent is a TV critic, newspaper columnist, author, broadcaster and a feared presence on Twitter. Have you written an entire treatise on how to leave Twitter? Just the kind of thing that Nancy Mitford would have done.
Well, I think this is why I love her so much, because she set out to tease people. You know, it's almost like a joy in annoying.
Segment 3.
And, you know, when I do things like write a book about Twitter and tell people exactly what they should do, it's very tongue-in-cheek and it's very Nancy, hopefully.
We're joined too by Lisa Hilton, the author of The Horror of Love, Nancy Mitford and Gaston Paulewski in Paris and London. Let's bring Nancy Mitford herself into the discussion. Here she is being interviewed in 1970.
What is your public image, do you think?
Well, that of a tremendous snob.
Does this grieve you?
Not the least bit. I don't care.
Have you cultivated this public image?
No, I haven't cultivated it.
Why do you think it is that people imagine you're such a snob?
Segment 4.
Well, I suppose in some way I've given them reason to think so.
How do you react to that, Lisa?
I think Nancy, as ever, is being tremendously amused at our expense. The famous essay she wrote, You and Non-You, which still has her accused even today of being the most horrendous snob, was, of course, the most tremendous joke. She said herself that she had to go back and take all the notepaper and mantelpieces out of her novels once it was published, and she and her friend Evelyn Waugh referred to it collectively as the Book of Shame. So I think that was highly typical of Nancy's humour.
I love that clip because she's so unapologetic. And this is why I love, you know, she's part glamorous, you know, society vixen, and she's kind of part pantomime villain.